I have come here tonight with some extraordinary news for you. Now, in my travels as a comedian throughout the United States, I see many things. I have made a major discovery. And sure, I should probably share it with the scientific community. But what do these people know? They kill visionaries. So I've decided to share it with you, the people. From the time in which man first gazed at the heavens until now, the belief has been that the end of the universe exists out in space. Seems logical. It doesn't. It's here in the United States. And oddly enough, it's in Houston, Texas. I know, I was surprised too. There's a comedy club there called the Laugh Stop. And if you walk to the end of the block, there sits a Starbucks. And directly across the street, in the exact same building as that Starbucks, there is another Starbucks. There is a Starbucks across the street from a Starbucks. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the universe. People have asked me, how do you know this? Well, go there. Stand between those two Starbucks. And when you look at your watch, time stands still. And what's truly amazing, if you turn and look just at one Starbucks, immediately you think, you know, when I turn around, there can't possibly be a Starbucks behind me. If there's a just and loving God, how could he allow that to happen? So you turn slowly, thinking maybe there's a McDonald's there, or possibly an Exxon station, or maybe a Gap. But there's another Starbucks! Many people have asked, are there too many Starbucks? Well, now we know. Yes. When you build a Starbucks across from a Starbucks, the game is over. You can build no more. What I wonder about is the gentleman who stood in the empty building and looked across the street at the Starbucks and then turned to his wife and kids and said, you know, I have a vision. I'm going to build a Starbucks right here. Why, Daddy? Because it will be known as the end of the universe. I wonder, who are the people that would need a Starbucks across from a Starbucks? What demographic could this possibly be? I've thought about it long and hard, and I mean no harm by this. But it must be a community filled with people with Alzheimer's. Who else could it be? Someone who's sitting there drinking a cup of coffee, finishes it and walks to the door. Oh, look! A Starbucks. You know, I think it's time I had a cup of coffee. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for letting me...